from Chazal that says on the base still, we're starting out the sugar of the top of Kaitzim Deivada. We saw yesterday Rava. Rava taught us the Yisoid. In Sovik makes me the Deivada. Okay, so it's a big Yisoid. But even though there's a Roiv, even though there's a Roiv against his Vadai, it's in Vadai situation. Since there is a Vadai situation, since as it is, it should be that this food is also and you want to change its status by an outside influence, then we'd say, Ein Sovik Maitim Deva. That's what we hold. So Gemara asked the question, you remember what the question was from Truma, from Teva. What was it? It says there that if you have a storehouse of the produce, of a chover, you can assume that it's had Truma's mitzvah taken from it. You can assume that. How can you assume that? Says the Gemara. How can you assume that? It's only an assumption. You don't know that the chover took mitzvah. It's an assumption. Maybe a highlighted assumption, but it's an assumption. It's not something you know. So how can you rely in that case? How can you rely on the rule of Reuv Chaverim Ma'asim Heim against a valet tevel? So Gemara gave two answers. Number one, the Gemara said, it's not a Reuv Chaverim Ma'asim Heim, it's a valet Ma'asim Heim. Okay, that one we spoke about yesterday. The second answer the Gemara gave was, no, it's not valet tevel. Minatoria, it might not be tevel, because if it came in before the Gemara Melacha, it came in the house before the Gemara Melacha, Min HaTorah is not Teva. And therefore what? And therefore since it might be Teva, a good chance it's Teva, against a good chance it's Teva, there's also a good chance that he took Maitre. Roiv against high likelihood that he took Teva. That he took Maitre. But against it, you have a Roiv. Yossi's asking, we have a Sovereign Deraita, how can we be Mekel? The answer is, because you have a Roiv. Roiv Chaveim, Masimim. So now I have a Sovereign.
Why
don't I have a Sovereign? So I've got a Roiv. Achei Abim
Masimim.
Achei Abim Masimim.
Yeah, but you're not saying to us, yes, I did it. You have a
Sovereign.
Why is your vote sufficient to remove a
Sovereign? Because the Torah says, Achei Abim Masimim. Every time when you have a Sovereign, that's why the Torah says, if you know what you're talking about, and there's no din of Achir Yom Nahatus. That's a famous question one of the Goyim asked Suzer. I'm just to ask one of them that said Achir Yom Nahatus, you should follow us, you should follow the Goyim, the final Goyim and you then Achir Yom Nahatus. Which he asked, no, Achir Yom Nahatus only said when there's a Sofik. If there's a Sofik on there, it says follow the majority. But if you know what you're doing is right, then you do what you know. So we know, the Jews know that Yiddishkeit is emes, and therefore we don't go across the road. So here, in this case, we don't know. We don't know. Is the Sofik, did he take Maitre or not? It's a Sofik. It's a Sofik Deraita. So what does the Torah say when you have a Sofik Deraita? What does the Torah tell you to do?
So
he said, Achri Abna Hatus.
What does that mean?
Follow the majority.
What about the case of benching?
Benching?
Yes, benching. 99.999%
I bench.
I have a
Sofik
if I
bench
now.
Very good. So you're asking, so what happens by benching? And we said that 99% chance you bench, but we don't go about Surah. It's carrot is because ain't Sofik might be the Vadai. Since you have the Vadai here to bench. And you have a Roiv saying not. Ain't Sofik might be the Vadai. That's what Robert taught us. Only when you got Sofik. Then Roiv can be Machria. So here when we have this Tvor that came in, we don't know if it is Teva or not. So we don't know if there's a Chiv Deraita. We don't know. Against that, you've got a Roiv. There, Roiv will, therefore, if I have a Chiv Deraita, I might have a Chiv Deraita, you have a Roiv. A Roiv will tell me that you've got no Chiv Deraita.
On the tab, we said that we're going with Vada versus Vada.
The first tab to the one.
Yeah.
First
it's
a valet took mine.
How is it
Vadai? In the first case, every chover takes mine.
Rove?
No, you mixed up two chops.
Vadai, every
chover takes mine. You're mixed up two, I'm sorry, not a shenhoa, but it's all spinning out together. And Yossi says he wants to say, okay, you can't make a challenge test of the Gemara. If you don't make a challenge test of the Gemara, you become fleshy. It's not going to work. Let's discuss what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara had an assumption that it's a roi. That's what the Gemara thought. The assumption was that there's a roi chaveri ma'asimim. You can rely a high proportion. You can rely on that high assumption to what it's thought. To which, ask the Gemara, with Vadei Tevel. Vadei Tevel, you can't rely on a roi to counteract it. So things now change. What changes is a discussion now in the Gemara. First answer to the Gemara is that you were wrong. It's not a roiv chaveri ma'asimim. It's vadei ma'asimim. So it's vadei tevel, vadei ma'asimim, and that's the answer. So what does it mean if you've got a case where somebody comes on and you say, you should know, I took ma'isa. So you can eat it. I was vadei tevel. Be saying, I took ma'isa. This is the same situation. A chaver leaves his tzvua is another code word for saying, I've taken my sin. So not everything is good. You can eat it. You didn't tell it to me. Doesn't have to. The fact that he walked away from that tzvua tells me that that tzvua is now already definitely misukah. That's the first test of the Gemara. So it might be hard for us to swallow. That how can we assume such people are such high madrigas? So that was the first test of the Gemara. That there is such an assumption. Second test of the Gemara is, now remember the question was, how can the roiv, the chaveri ma'asimim, counteract the vadei tevel? Second test of the Gemara is, it's not vadei tevel. It's not vadei tevel. It might be tevel. It might be tevel. So what do you do when you have a sophic, it might be tevel? Then you can rely on a roiv. You have a roiv, chaveri ma'asimim. It's only a roiv. It's not vadei. Don't think I'm like, the first set say that it was vadei ma'asimim. No, we go back to our original assumption. It's not a vadei, it's a roi ma'asimim. But roi is enough to counteract a sophic. It's not enough to counteract the vadei. It's only a sophic term in the first place. So for me, no, roi can counteract. I mean, the two truths of the Gemara, one is changing the variable of the roi chaverim. That's the first term. It's not roi chaverim, it's vadei chaverim. The second one is changing the variable of vadei tevel. It's not vadei tevel, it's sophic tevel. In the end of the day, we're going to be equal. Either vadei vadei or roiv roiv. Is it clear? Hey, Mordechai, you're happy with it?
I'm just wondering, in the Ibai's Ema, are we saying that it's not, are we changing it that it's no longer vadei that they took? And that's why we have to make that originally was a sophic?
Right. We're going back to our original assumption that not vadei they took.
So what changed in there?
The original assumption was that there's a roiv of chaverim, but not that we can be certainly sure about it. The b'chanin achizah was machadish to us, no, it can be a vadei. The shayin is, are we meshuba? Do we have to follow a b'chanin achizah? So according to the first test, yeah, that's what we have to do. Second test is, no, you don't have to, because you can say it wasn't a vadei tevel. Oh, very good. That was a good mark. So I told you yesterday you have to learn these two tests in. I hope you did them. I'm just going to go over them a bit about 10. We have a test, Kadesh Tehebe Maichelet. It says it's a very important test. It's a very important test to understand the Gemara. Now remember, and now this is the Kosh. What's the second teret of the Gemara? What was the final teret of the Gemara? The second teret. Second teret of the Gemara that, you're right, the roiv can't counteract the vadei. And it's only roiv ma'asimim, cannot counteract the vadei. You have a vadei tevel, you can't rely on the roiv. But don't worry, it's not a vadei tevel, because it could be hasn't had the Gemara melach. The question is,
retracting.
Yeah.
It's retracting.
Yeah.
I've been saying, like,
give me
two answers, and
his number one answer. No, it's retracting. Retracting from the second test. Yeah, from that. The only reason why the Gemara would say Ibai Tema is because it wasn't so happy with the first one, right? The first teret changed Amuskarishin. Amuskarishin was its roiv. Teret said, no, it's a vada. Second one said, no, I can go back to my Amuskarishin. It's not only a roiv, it's only a soft. So there's tremendous difficulty here. Why? Because according to the second teret, the fact that chaverim take maitza is only a roi. There's no vada they take maitza. It's enough for a suffix. You can't write the suffix. The question is, Minatari, you're right, there's a suffix. Because maybe it came in with before the Gemara Melacha. But Midrabanan is definitely an issa to eat Tvua that has, even if it hasn't had the Gemara Melacha. There's a Bada issa to eat Tvua. Ba'ifin Keva. The Bada issa to eat Tvua, Ba'ifin Keva, Yossi's right, you can have one little garin. But to eat Ba'ifin Keva, there's definitely an issa, a Bada issa. A Bada issa to eat that Tvua. So how can the Mishnah say, the Brisa say actually, how can it say, the chovesh and mace, you can take on it with sukkonim. That means you can even eat the keva. Why? It's only roiv that he takes mitzah. That's how we're holding. We're going back to our original halacha. It's only a roiv he took mitzah. And a roiv he took mitzah can't counteract the vadai. So how could it counteract the vadai is a drabonon? There's only a suffix is a toyo. But there's a vadai is a drabonon. How can it counteract the vadai is a drabonon? That was the kasha which Rashi and Tosfos are grappling with. The Rashi and the end of the Rashi, end of the long Rashi, Ibo Yisema. The Rashi, the end of Ibo Yisema. Rashi there says, "Begabe Issa Rabbanon, Samchinon Acheskes Chovesh Issa." Says Rashi, regarding an Issa Rabbanon, there we can rely on Rogi. This Rashi tells us a limitation in Rava's Chiddush. Rava told us, ain't something like to be Vadai. Says Rashi, no. Ain't something like to be Vadai, the Raisa. There's something like to be Vadai, the Rava. They held Rashi. Rashi tells us, Gevaldik a Chiddush now, that Rava never met.
Is Rashi putting the two answers together? Is Rashi like putting the two answers together? The two speakers and the answer of the answers. One relying on the chaver, and against the drabronon of that it was maybe brought in before me ruach.
That means it's not Rashi that did that. It's the Gemara. The Gemara always knew there was a roiv of chaver. The Gemara didn't know it was a vada. So first as the Gemara says it's a vada. We're not going with that. We're in the second time. It's only a roiv. And what was the Gemara's answer? But don't worry, there's no Vadai Teva. Midraisa. But Midrabonon is. Midrabonon is Vadai Teva. So how can you rely on it? Says Rashi and Gavaldi Gachidosh, that Sophic Moitim is a Vadai, but he's sorry, Midrabonon. Which turns around the whole Sugya. Because when you learn our Sugya, when you start learning by Bdikas Chomets, why are we talking about Bdikas Chomets? Talking about Midraisa and Midrabonon. Pashtas, we're talking about Rabbanons, right? Pashtas, we're talking about Rabbanons. Pashtas, we're talking about Ivan. Chiv Bedika, and you can do Bittel, and you can do Bedika. Shaykh, they have a Chiv Bedika. And the Gemara said, let's go back into the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? The Cholda, you still the Cholda take it. But you have to look for it. Why? Why don't we take Yom eat it? To which Rava answers, Ein Sopik might be Midei Vadai. The Sopik can't be Midei Vadai. Vadai what? Vadai chomets in your house. But what type of chomets are we talking about? The Raisa Drabonon. What are we talking about? We're talking about chomets. The Drabonon. So of course something might be the Vadai. Rashi tells us here that something might be the Vadai with the Drabonon. So what's Rava saying? That ain't something might be the Vadai. So what do we have to say? We have to say that we're talking about something he's not going to do bit on. And then the chomets is doing since there's a concern here. That's what we're talking about. Chiv Bedika. Well, if you eat it, you'd be even it's a dreiter. We're not talking about eating it. The Bedika, Chiv Bedika of Chomets Rabban. The Allah of Chomets here is a Rabban. Shah, you want to say something?
Well, it's not. According to Tosfos, Bedika is always going to be the Rabbanon. But according to Rashi and Ran, I mean, Bedika could also be a Doraisa.
Very good, very good. That's what we have to say. According to Rashi, we're talking about a case where you're not doing a Bittel. It's the hook, yeah? We're talking about a case where you're not going to do a Bittel. doesn't know how to speak, doesn't know how to understand it, he's a child, whatever the case will be, he's talking about a case where he's not going to do bittul. If you're not doing bittul, then you've got a chiyuv bedikas chametz to oraisa against that. You can't rely on oraisa.
What about what we usually say?
Yeah, what do we usually say?
Well, I mean, for example, here in the case of Tevel Durabanan, it's so to speak, it's a losase of Durabanan, and you have rov. But Mashain came by Bedika, even if it's Durabanan, then you would do Bittel, but it's Nisgan al Safik. But that's exactly what they told you to do. They told you that they want you to check.
Very good. Mordechai's saying a different point, which is a very good aura. And Mordechai's saying that Bedika's comment was instituted on a Safik. And therefore, even though it is a Safik, even there we would say in Safik makes 2 days out of it. Right? Even though it's only Jabbanon, and Jabbanon we should rely on it, and on a Zikas Chomet Jabbanon we would say this rule of Ein Tzom Yimei Tzidei Vadei.
Why?
Because Zikas Chomet, the whole institution of Zikas Chomet was for a Sofek. We don't know if there's any Chomet, and the Chazal say go into a Bedika. Therefore, not knowing if there's Chomet won't allow me to rely on a Roim of Chul Beis, because every Zikas Chomet is like that. Every Zikas Chomet, I don't know this Chomet, and Chazal said, you have to go and do a Bedika. What do you want to say? No, maybe you're called the Etid. Chazal said, you have to do a Bedika. So what he's saying is true for the original Takara of the Bedika. It's true for the original Takara of the Bedika. Remember, here we're talking about, you've done your Bedika's comments. You've done your Bedika's comments. And now you see a chulda taken chomet. So now it's not going with the original takonis of Zikas. Here it's going with, now I've got poshut sofek. Do I have chomet in my house or not? So if you're my vatel, it's some sofek derabon or no. It's not sofek deraisa. Because you've done your mitzvahs bedika. That's some din. You've got a chiyuv now to make sure you've got no chomet in your house. Some of you did the bedika. Now somebody brought in your chomet. So you've got a new problem to get rid of that chomet, but not a new chiyuv bedika. Not included in the original takana of bedika's chomet. So Mameila, you can't say what you're saying, Matzah, although it's a very good vault. It was a bit higher in this figure. We'll see in places maybe, but when it comes out a bit clearer what we're saying. So that's why the chaya comes out. That's why I'm saying this Rashi is, although it's talking about trimmers and mitres, it's a tremendous key for understanding our sugya. Rashi tells us, in Sofik Moitz Midei Vadai is not, whoa, since it's Vadai Zel. No, since it's Vadai Deraisa, you can't rely on grace. If it's a Sofik Deraisa, if it's a Vadai Deraponon, against the Yadroi, you can rely on grace. Rabbi Yaakov, you're here? You're on mute, but I'm sure you're here. Very good. Okay. Daniel, Avraham, you're following?
It is also
it's
essential to the whole issue of Bedika that you're looking, and if you're looking, it means you don't know, and the whole concept of Bedika is a suffix.
That's what Mordechai was saying, which is right. The Chaim speaks now. Now, if you can't align some suffix, you're bound by Bedika's comments. I'm saying here it's afterwards already, after you've done the Bedika, this small. I saw, it was something that was bothering me for a long time, but I saw in the Sefer Teres Shmuel, I think it's called. He speaks at this point. Okay, let's start taking Kadesh of the Behema. Okay, so that was Rashi. Now, Teres asked the same kasha. Teres asked the same kasha. How can we rely to allow you to eat? To allow you to eat this Tevel Vameh? How can we do it? It's the Rabbonim. Bada is the Rabbonim. How can you rely on it? Behema. We're doing now the fifth Teres together. It's Ema. The Mikol Okim Abba Vadi Tevo Midrabonon. The Indian Achilles Keva. There's a bad Indian Tevo that is a Drabonon regarding Achilles Keva. Afilech Nisba Mitzvah. Even if he brought it within its sharp chaps, they didn't have a Gemara Malach outside, it's still a bad Indian Drabonon. Kedama, how do we know that? Kedama, Kedain Shatehe Be'ema Echele. The Brisa said, Mariam Odomar Tzvotri, talking about the Brisa, five lines up from the end of the Omer. Mariam Odomar Tzvotri, you can bring it in his chaff. It says, Kedesh Shatehe Be'ema Echele. Kadesh Bebeim Techeres. Only Kadesh Bebeim Techeres. Not for you to eat. No, you ask whether you have to have your kavana for that.
Yes.
I told you, Pshat is, they're telling you why you would want to do it. You don't need to come on. You could have to come on all you like. But the reason why a person would do it is that the behemoth would be... The whole te'eretz of doing it is for the behemoth.
That's what the answer yesterday.
What's the
state?
So you could feed
the person wants to feed only to the animal, not for himself. He has to do right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the next basis.
Huh?
That's the next basis. Yeah. Right. So Yossi's asking, well, you have to feed the animals, you have to take ma'isa, melatoya. The answer is yes. That's the next basis, which good thing we're doing Chazar, right? Because it's the next basis. They'll be Musa, have to do Chazar.
We're saying that it's a Safek Durabanan, because let's say, according to Rashi, because you did Bittul. So let's say it's the middle of Pesach, and the Achbar brings in a piece of bread, and you don't know if he ate it. How can you call that a Safek Durabanan? You were never mabatil that piece of bread.
Oh, 100% right. In that case, if we'd be talking about Arthur's Machisa, it'd be a Vada Yisra Deraisa, or Safek Vada Yisra Deraisa, and you couldn't rely on Reuven. Right? Quite right. If we're talking about before Zman Isa, and you did Bittul, then it's a drop on, and you would be able to rely on Reuven. And that's Faisal's Kasha. Faisal's Kasha was, you're telling me that in Safek might be Vada, but the Reuven is not Vada Yisra. Same kasha we had in Rashi. So to say, am I going to skip a little bit? No, I'm not going to skip. I want to keep going. No, don't skip. It's not good to skip. Right. Masha, the Gemara says, Kadesh say the Hema Yecheret. Mashma. Avru Atzmai also. It's Mashma. That he himself can't eat it. Another eye, but it's Septus Tanya. Who might still have been come as a Beitzah. Hechnis, and it's brought in the first bag of beta. Hechnis, if you brought into the bais, you brought into your house, shiboilim. Shiboilim are things that are v'gmamalach. Lazis mehen isa, to make them that dough. Eichmen ai, you're allowed to eat arai. Arai, what does arai mean? Not bad, not keva. Or potter, you can eat the marry a potter.
What does that mean?
If you have shiboilim.
Or the kernels.
Yeah, once you have the once you've done the dough, then you can't, because now it's a different gemara law. But the kernels, you can eat all right. You can eat all right. Because it's topic. Or potter, and you're not going to take trimus nemaitis. You can eat all right. Because, you now have to cash. So we now know it's also the vada. All right, it's also the kevah. Also the kevah. And yet, okaasi topic, or maitzi midei vadaim. The Sofek that maybe the Chavit took Maisa is able to allay the Vadai Chisa to Rabbanon to eat it. The Sofek, yeah, back to the Sofek that maybe the Chavit took Maisa. Back to our Chavit Shemit. In our Gemara, the middle of the brain, middle of the Omen. Chavit Shemit. So what did it say there? Chavish Shemit, you can take on, you can take on this Mitzvah. Why? It's a Sofik that he took Maisa, and there's a Vadai, it's a Drabonon to eat it. Am I? Because of Sofik, the Sofik that he took Maisa. Yeah, different case. It's going back to Argamar. This Gos is now going back to Argamar. Now Argamar told you, our middle of the Omer tells me that time of Chavish and Meis, then he has Megoyim and Eperis, you can rely on the fact that he took Maisa. Why are we relying on the fact that Maisa? Because it's not Badai Tevel Midar Aisa. Perfect taste is still about Badai Tevel Midar Abonon. So I can rely on the Rive. So why did Tosafot bring these two Gemaras beforehand? Tosafot wants to prove there's an Issa Derabanan to eat Kevah. Because the Gemara in Beis Yosef says you can only eat Arai. And the Gemara says you can only feed your animals. So you see there's an Issa Derabanan to eat Kevah. So how can your Sofik or your Oiv counteract the Issa Derabanan, Issa Derabanan? So what do we see? Ukaasi Sabik Maitani Vadi Abana. We see it done. The Khashim Lu Bechasim is Sukkanim, and we can treat it as if it's had full tikkun, as if you now can eat the chur. So we see that by Drabons it works. Like Rashi speaks out. So if so, Fritesa Kasha, Sigabe Chomit. So the same by Chomit, the Kasha we just spoke out. My loy osi sofik and my midi vadai bedika drabon. Why don't we say by Chomit the same thing? Exactly the same thing. The just like by Truma, by Tevel, we say, since only Tevel drabon on, we can rely on Roiv. So Chiyav, Dikas, Chavis, Zayin, Abbanon, we should rely on Roiv. That's the Kasha. Mai, by Tzkabi Chavis, so too by Chavis. Amai, Loi, Otzi, Sofik, or Maitin, Dei, Badai, Dikas, Abbanon. Why can't we say the Sofik, meaning the Roiv, Chavis, eat it, should be able to lay or counteract the Badai, Chiyav, Dikas, Abbanon. The Midrash of a bit of Al Misagi, because Min HaTorah, you just have to do a bit of. So chiv to do b'dika, is only b'dika to rabbanon. So why can't we say roiv should counteract? So you see, in Mordechai, he asked this question. So this is where it was difficult. Like you asked, what's your question? B'dika chometz is nishkan al sofek. So what's your question, Michal? Maybe b'dika chometz is more chomo. So this is more that I saw that say to us. No, you're right, b'dika chometz is more chomo. This is not anymore together the normal takana of b'dika chometz. Without the institute of Sofik. Here now just goes to simple bottom line halacha. You've done your bidika, you've done your chiyuv bidika. Now you've got chometz in your house. You might have chometz in your house. So be mevatel it. No, Chazal don't want you to do this all. Because maybe you'll come to eat it. Something says you're abonim, because maybe you'll come to eat it. So for that we should be able to rely on grace. So what's the terrorists of Taisus? The Taisus are going to tell us two terrorists. Now again, these two terrorists of Taisus have profound enough gemines for understanding the Gemara. And again, there's going to be two tirutim, so we have to understand the chiluk between them, and the maskana we come out with it. So, what's the two tirutim? Oy Mary, the masnisen ayim, fishaloy bitloy. That's the first tirut of Avada Deraita. Mishnah told that case you didn't do bitl. Why didn't you do bitl? Yossi will tell us the chabura afterwards, why not? But I mean, you can come up with your stories, why you didn't do bitl. Just do bitl! Says the Mishnah, if you don't do bitl, you should know that it's a deraita. And it's a vade deraita, and you can't rely on roiv. So, mate, if you see this chul that take chometz inside, and you haven't done bitl, then it's vade deraita. Don't rely on roiv chul that eat it, because you can't ain't sofik moitzi midei vade. That's the first step to take. Didn't do bitl.
But what? How does it add to this specific chometz?
So now this chometz, there's now going to be a shash deraita. There was chometz bought in my house, which if it's still there, I'm going to be Oyvan Issa Dereisa. Oyvan Issa Dereisa. Ein Sofik Mitzvah Dei Vadai. Since it's a Vadai Matzav of a Dereisa here, you can't rely on Chulis. Can't. That's the first territory. Okay, that's the same as we learned Rashi. Second territory. Oyvan Marie. Second territory. Now this is Dochuk in to make that case. What Terz we're going to say is a dochik. He's making an akinta, making a very limited case to what we're talking about. But we'll see if the chay is big enough to minute. Oida Miri, the other ka'ama, hayheim bechesim the sukanim. That one says in the middle of the omer, if a chavish and mace, he can rely that he's taken from his amaisers, hayno v'hamav t'lo yichozi ere lebehi. It's talking about tzvuah that only fit for animals. That's what it's talking about. It was never talking about you eating it. It was talking about feeding your animals. So when the chava dies, you've got this tzvur. Can you feed your animals with it? Yes, you can. Why can you? You don't know for sure you took from the maizes. The answer is because you don't know for sure it's tevel either. It could be it was brought in without the gemar melacha. And the halacha is if it's brought in without the gemar melacha, you can feed your animals. So since it's a sofik, the chlal if there's an issa tevel here, and there's a roi that they take nicely, you can rely on it. You can't eat it. You can't eat it, because that's a vada issa tevel, midrabon. So you can't eat it. But nobody was saying that you have to eat it. They're talking about chesim, they're talking about a type of produce that's only fit for animals. That's what he was talking about. So in that case, Sopik and Sopik, very good. You don't know for sure it's Tevel, and you can rely on the rope. And there's no issue to midi abonim to feed animals. So main is very good. You've got Sopik and Sopik, and everything's perfect.
So a person can have a Kevel meal with it?
Right. So it comes out, according to this second Torah, that if the Chava would leave edible food for people food, if it would leave such food, it would be forbidden for the Yoshim, for anyone else, to take part of this food, because since it's a Badai Tevel, and it's only a Roy, you can't rely on it. Aye, the Brisa says with Sukkonim. The Brisa is talking about food that's only fit for animals. And then the whole shaila is it Tevel Midaraisa or not? The answer is you can rely on the Roy, but it's not Tevel Midaraisa.
And then people can't, so at the end of the day, the Yoshim can't eat food.
They can't, they can eat Arai, they can't eat Tevel. With Sukkonim means animal food, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about very limited case animal food. Big Zoychik in the Brisa doesn't say a word about animal foods. What's hen? Animal food. This Brisa was talking about animal food. That's all the Brisa was talking about. Why didn't Rashi learn like this? Why didn't the first Tetzel say something learn like this? Because the Zoychik. It doesn't say a word we're talking about animal food. Why did the second Tetzel have to make this Zoychik? What was wrong with the first Tetzel of the Gemara? First test is a tremendous teichik in all sugya. You're telling me that by drabonon you can rely on roiv, right? By drabonon you can rely on roiv. So what's the whole sugya with dikas chametz? They have to say something. He didn't do bitzel. It's a tremendous teichik in the sugya. So we have after the time we have to talk about these cases. So we have two things pulling us up. The first test says. It says the chesukonim, and there is an issue with Rabbanon, so we have to be in the chadash and chidush that you need to know. Although Rabbi says ain't sovim leitzim deivadai, but with Rabbanon you can. I b'digas chametz. We're talking about b'digas chametz deiraisa. Second there is saying Rabbi said ain't sovim leitzim deivadai. Doesn't say by deiraisa only and not by Rabbanon. So Rabbi seems to say ain't sovim leitzim deivadai. Full stop. Compounded with that, the whole sugya of Dikas Chametz is mashmur to Madrabon, and you see we can't be Meiko. So Rava seems to be telling us ain't something they make the Vada even by Madrabon. So what do we do with the Sukkonim? How can you eat it as an Isatemel? There it is. You know, they're talking about, I'll tell you crazy Akimta, but that's Akimta. They're talking about animal food. That's what it's talking about. You should have seen maybe the rest of the Brights. I don't know, maybe there would have been some killer. I don't know, there isn't. But chavish amez v'nichay goyon v'niach magorim aleipeyos of animal food. Add that in, of animal food. So then there's only a drop on so you can rely on it. Right. That way it says in the middle of the Omer, by this price, Mechetim Mitzkanim, Hainu, after Chodi Elal Abayim. That's talking about Dafka, those type of produce that's only fit for animal foods. Okay. That
was. We don't have our passwords now. Or.
Noise, I'm not sure who it's from. That's mute table. Okay, so that's the two tourism. So we have to take out the Maskonas. We have to take out. We have to go with them. If you learn the Gemara like Rashi and like the first verse of Tesis, what's the Maskonas? The Maskonas with Gemara is that Ein Sovik Meitim Deivadai by Deraisus by the Dravonim Dikan. Dravonim Dikan, and the whole sugya is talking about because Chomet. Of the deraisa. That's what comes out according to Rashi and the first test of thesis. According to the second test of thesis, it's the other way around. According to the second test of thesis, no, Ein Tzavik Mitzvah Zeivadik is always. It's always Ein Tzavik Mitzvah Zeivadik. And even talking about Rabbanon, it's Ein Tzavik Mitzvah Zeivadik. The only reason why you were allowed to rely on the fact that you took Shemitz and Mitzvah was only because we were talking about animal food in the first place.
Did you have
a
leftover wheat that you brought in
to the Easter? Oh, so now, why? Because otherwise there'd be an Issa Keva. How do I know there's an Issa Keva? I'd go, right, from the wheat they bring in for the Easter. It says if you bring in Shibonim, you can eat the Arai. You can't eat the Keva. So you see there's an Issa Drabon. It's just rice, there's an Issa Drabon.
But Arai is okay.
Arai is fine. Yeah. Arai is okay. Because it says, yeah. Okay, so now we have the end of Tesis. I'm going to leave for now. I'm going to now skip to the next Tesis. The next Tesis is bothered about Akash, which Yossi asked a few minutes ago. That Yossi asked, what's the Issur Bechlal to feed the animals? Why should it be wrong? I'm not eating the food. My animals have to keep kashrus. What's the Issur Bechlal to feed your animals teva? It says Tesis, yeah, there is an Issur Daraisa to feed the animals teva. That's this Tesis. Mashma, says Tesis, second Tesis, Gresh Pepein Arachelet. Mashma, if it's teva shirov and embayis, I'll feed a behemoth and I'll be loy ochlo. Even a behemoth is not
it. So it's the top of the rice.
Right? Why? Because then it's tevel deraisa. Tevel deraisa animals can't eat. Why? Betemari. Why? Maishno mishan no. Adamos you'll have to have the shori. You'll have to have an off from tevel. There's nothing wrong with smelling tevel, for instance.
What?
Smelling tevel. If you would have tevel, you'll have to smell it. You'll have to have an off from tevel. You'll have to burn tevel. No, I didn't say scratch that. You'll have to have an off from tevel. So what's the difference? My Islam is Shalom, the Shari. The Lemitzino Tevel Shu Osbano. You don't find the Tevel's Osbano. Vishloima. Here, I'll tell you the answer. The Darshin Bamaman Adikin, we learn in Bamaman Adikin. Gabi Eim Adikin with Tevel Tommy. It says in the Sugya of not burning Tevel Tommy. It says there, the Shundach Sivis Mishmeres from Moistai, the Shtei Truman's Akos Medav. The Pasuk says twice the word Mishmeres through Moisei. The state Truma is a Kosmidab. Achas Tahoya, Achas Tameya. He's talking about two types of Trumois. And the Gemara is saying like this. Ma Tahoya, Ein Lechobo. Truma Tahoya. You're only allowed to eat it from Mishah Tahoya Mavailech after you've been Mafish Truma Tahoya. That's when the Kohen eats it. Before I'm this devil. So after you've been mafish truma toyah, that's when the Kohen can eat it. After mea came, so too, tomei produce, you're only allowed to have anor after it has been mufresh, tight, right. See, what anor can you have after you've taken truma tomeah? What truma tomeah? What anor is there from truma tomeah? Right, not lucky, you're allowed to burn it. So you're only allowed to burn tevel after it's been mufresh. So Tevel Tomei, you only have to burn it after taking Trumas Meis. But you know Tevel Tomei you can't burn. You have to first be Mafish Truma, and the Truma you can burn. But the Tevel you can't burn. Truma Tomei you can burn, but Tevel Tomei or not. And now we'll work, what about Tevel Tomei? And now we learn back Tomei from Tomei. Ma Tomei. Just like Tamea de Mitzvah bad locker kid in my Rama, Tevel Tommy is offered to burn before Arama, after Ayo. So to Tayo, Tevel Tayo, you're not allowed to burn. You're not allowed to have a knot from it when burning it. Achein lahachel of the hema, same thing to feed an animal. Feeding animals is a type of burning. Bechol hanah shel kilui. Any hanah of destruction. Any hanah of destruction is forbidden. From here also we learn that in Yisrael Machel Behemta Kashini Truma, you don't have to feed your animal Kashini Truma, kernels of Truma, because you're only allowed to burn Truma Tameo. A Truma Tameo, you're not allowed to burn. So Kashini Truma, if they're Tari, you can't give it to your animal. Why? Even though animals are allowed to eat Truma, Betzim, you can't give it to animals because burning can only be done if it's tummy. And feeding animals is a type of burning. So that was the part that we had to get to today. So Baruch Hashem, we've zeichet to get through the Sugya Tesham and Aleph. We've zeichet to come out with Klaw Hadaris, what exactly is stopping making the Ivadai come to Rava, what Ramzeir is chelik on it. I started making questions. I would like to keep the questions till the end of the Sugya, then you'll go through it in one time, but Avada over Shabbos to do Chazara of what we've learned, and to proceed more in the Chazara, to try and get at least to the parenthesis on Amid Base, because on Sunday, we want to move on. We want to move on into the Chazara, carrying on to Amid Base. I want to share with you a thing I saw, a vault I saw, in the Divrei Chaim. I was in a shul this morning, and they had a new set of Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim was the Rebbe of Kreuzenberg, teacher Rebbe. Actually, I am mishpach with him somehow, some cousin up the line. Goyin Olam, obviously, is very Dekatam Chochem, Duchus Mikvois, is a lot based on the Divrei Chaim. So he said about, obviously, it's Chassid Shatari a bit, and Mordechai, you'll have to apologize if I don't say it well enough for you. But it's Chassid Shatari a bit, it's Kashrut to what we're learning as well, and it's nice. So the Pasuk says at the end of Yisrael, Vayema Hashem al Moshe, this is Pericha, Pasuk Yates, Vayema Hashem al Moshe, Koyseim al Bnei Yisrael, this is after Matan Torah. Hatem Reisim, Kim Min HaShamayim, Dibarti Yimochem. You saw that from Shamayim I spoke to you. Leisasun Iti, Eloike Yechesev, Eloike Zor. Don't do with me or make with me silver getchkes or gold getchkes. So he asked, and the question is definitely a question which needs answer, like every Chassid Shatayah. The questions are always good. But the question is, what's the connection? You saw that from Shemayim I spoke to you. Don't do with me, don't make idols, that's what I mean. And then again, why does it repeat itself? So what's the connection? You saw I spoke to you from Shemayim, therefore don't make idols. Ma'akesha so much. And then why does it say again, Leisatsu Lachem? Why does it say Leisatsu Lachem again? So he wants to say like this, that B'met, the idea that we can daven to Hashem, the fact that we can stand and talk to Hashem, doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any, in London, or philosophically doesn't make sense. How can it be? Well, Hashem's the greatest of all the great, the powerful of the powerful, and we are who we are, lower than the ants, and we have some shaykhs there, we're speaking directly to Hashem, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But the reason why we can, the only story why it's possible for us to have some shaykhs with Hashem, to speak, to have a connection, to become dovah to Hashem, is only because of Matan Torah. Said by Matan Torah, Vayed Hashem, and on, Hashem brought down, the Medrash brings down, Hashem brought down the Shemayim, and he put it onto the mountain like a carpet. Hashem, Kiviyochol, Vayed, Shishab also speaks to that, it's not Siddish, it says, Vayed Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem brought himself down on Har Sinai, and he made some type of connection with us. Without that, it would be impossible. It's only because of Matan Torah that we were zeicha to have a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, because Bemet Hashem brought himself down and placed himself on this world. He made the carpet, Vayed Hashem al Har Sinai. He made himself a matzah l'mitzvah, Rashi brings down, right? Tzion al gavei har, Avad Hashem in the Shemayim. He put some type of carpet on the mountain, and Hashem was for the Shemayim down to the earth. Shehukin Shemayim Elyonim Etachtoinim. He lowered the Shemayim and the Elyonim Etachtoinim, Vitzion al gavei har, and he brought it down to the har. So the only reason that it's possible for us to have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam was in the Schus of Matan Torah. So it says the Pasuk, Atem Reisem Kimin HaShemayim Dibarti Mochem. You saw that with Mamish, we had this connection and we are connected. So now don't go and waste it. You've now got an opportunity to daven to Hashem. Leitzatzon Iti Elohi Chesav Reiki Zav. Don't daven to me. You have now this opportunity of having a vacancy with me. Don't use it. Don't use it for money, for your gashmir. Don't use it for that. Use it to grow and come as vekas on Hashem and Ruchniyim. Don't waste it on making me into, well, a God that gives you kesef, a God that gives you zav. No, you did get kesef in Ruchniyus Hashem. But then he ends off, leisatu lochem. This idea that you shouldn't be davening for kesef zav is only if you're doing it lochem, for your own gashmius reasons. But if you have a reason because you want for Ruchniyus to be able to grow in Ruchniyus, then you can, and you should. Then you should be davening to Hashem. It's not to lochem, but for Ruchnius you can. He says, remember this gemara we had? We learned in Stockholm. It says, Ha'oimet, late in Stockholm, Ba'avosh Yichya Beni, Ha'izet Tzadik Yom. We had in Stockholm, Da'af, Chesam Ad Aleph. Ha'oimet, Tzadik Zul, it's Stockholm, Ba'avosh Yichya Beni. I said Tzadik Gom. So Rashi, we didn't have this Rashi. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says, Harogel Bekach. Somebody is Rogel, B'shil Shiyachim, to say this, he's a Tzadik Gom. So I kind of want to bother, what do you mean Harogel Bekach? Rogel, what does it mean by that? Why are you Tzadik Gom? Yechir Beni. So he says like this, a nice pshat in Rashi, that Avada wants, somebody does it once, his son is critically ill, and he says, oh, please, I'm giving stock, I should be able, my son should live. So that, he's doing because of his son. That's not because, be'emet, he wants to give stock, he's doing because of his son. But there's a cloud. So somebody is rogel bekach, somebody who does a keseda, so about the beginning was shalei lishmo, but if he's rogel bekach, by the end of the day, he's doing a lishmo. He's doing it as well. He's giving his stock because he wants to have a curse keshes Hashem. That's what he wants to do. Or he's doing it so his son should be able to, that's the Bechaim thing. He's doing it, his son should be able to grow in Yiddishkeit. That's why he's doing it. Avadim Yitzchilo, maybe he's doing because he wants his son. But Mitesh Elohim Yishma Bal Yishma. So he's doing it because he wants his son to be an Eved Hashem. That's why he wants his son to live. Not just because he wants his son, but he wants his son to be an Eved Hashem. Oh, if you're doing it for that, then Avadi is Tzadik Gomel. So maybe that's what he's saying. It's not Rochem. Don't do it because you want for yourself, your own needs. Do it, have a bigger picture. Do it because you want to grow in the relationship. You want to grow. Avadi, you need money in order to live. But why do you want money to live? You want money to live because you want to have a kesher to be dovered with a bayayram. That's what you should be doing it for. And then, in the source of Har Sinai that we were able now to have a kesher with Hashem, then your tefillahs will be misguided and will be answered. The tova of Avadi asking for your gashmi has been all that's able to grow. Being the gashmi, then ruchni, and with that, everyone should be zeichah to have a gemalde gashanis. And all our tefillahs indeed should be answered, the tova.
Amen. Shabbos. Well.
Amen. Good Shabbos.
A good Shabbos to you all. Lovely hearing. Keep on. Okay, I'm going to keep it on. And...